Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, January 16th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. So here's how it's going to shake next week. On Tuesday, from 1 in the afternoon to around 6, there'll be smears and accusations and guerrilla theater, maybe some juggling. It'll be entertaining to those who like to see political stuff. The outcome is not in doubt, and I'll get to that in a moment. And the process, depending on how chaotic it gets, could be debilitating for the country. I think most people are going to ignore it, but if it gets really out of control, so Hunter Biden comes in, and Joe Biden, and Schiff, and then they're accusing Donald Trump of everything you can imagine, So I assume that Mitch McConnell, who is the Senate Majority Leader, will keep it under control. If he doesn't, then cable news will go wild, and the New York Times, Washington Post, and all that. I will cover this in a fair and dispassionate way. We know that Donald Trump is not going to be removed from office. That would destroy the Republican Party for 30 years. It's over for the Republicans if that would happen. So every Republican senator's got to know that. And they'll vote in their own self-interest. And there isn't any reason to remove Donald Trump. If you don't like what he did in Ukraine, vote against him. If you read the United States Trump, you already know this. If you haven't, you should. But here's what happened in a nutshell. All right, I can get this impeachment trial over in an hour. President Trump is angry that the Russian collusion thing took up 2.5 years of his administration and tortured him. He believes that Ukraine was involved with that to some extent. He asked the new president of Ukraine to look into various things that the president had heard, including what Joe Biden was doing in Ukraine and what his son was doing there. That's it. They weren't sure, the Trump administration, that Ukraine would look into it. So they kind of dangled, look, if you don't do this, if you don't investigate, you're going to have to take a look at that aid we're sending you. Now, Congress approved the aid. All right? But when you get into a situation where you want something, as President Trump did, an investigation, you'll throw in a lot of stuff. Doesn't make it right, but he didn't do it. The aide wound up over there, and there was no formal investigation. So that's where we are. That's not impeachable. It's not any reason to remove a president. It might have been bad judgment, but again, there's an election in November. So American people are appalled. If they're outraged, boot them. That's the prevailing wisdom. So Nancy Pelosi and her acolytes, the hate Trump brigade, the resistance, they're a little nervous about the election. All right, they want to damage Donald Trump as much as possible because they're not confident that their people can win, the Democrats running against them. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
U.S. News Magazine, which is pretty much out of business, they ranked the best countries and the worst countries. I'm only doing this story because of my own ego, because I'm going to tell you about the countries, because I've been to all of the countries that are on the best list. Now, USA is seventh best country. All right, first I'm going to give you the criteria for U.S. News and World Report. Now, they do this for colleges. This is really the only thing that U.S. News has, these little lists. So they rank the countries, and they interview people, 20,000 people they interviewed. All right. Adventure, citizenship, cultural influence, entrepreneurship, heritage, movers, whatever that means, open for business, power, quality of life. None of that means anything to me. All of those criteria for best countries, none of it means anything. They're that general. All right. Best country, Switzerland. Switzerland is a excellent country, in my opinion. They look out for their own. There's 8.5 million people. All of them have to serve in the military, 2 years, some kind of service. All right. Very stable economic system. The country is gorgeous. Talk about no pollution. All right. They have managed their country in a way that is exemplary. If you get a chance, go to Switzerland. Now, the people aren't warm and fuzzy. Don't expect the Irish there or the Italians. No. They're brusque. They're mostly Germanic. And the three languages speaking in Switzerland, French, Italian, but primarily German. Second country, Canada. I love Canada. Canada's a good place. All right, 37 million people. We have 330. Oh, and Canada runs itself pretty well. Capitalistic, very dependent on the USA. Today, big trade agreement signed. And this was a really strong thing by President Trump with Mexico and Canada and the USA. Everyone will benefit. Good job, Mr. President. You're going to hear anything about it? No, you're not going to hear anything about it. In fact, the Washington Post slammed Trump for his China deal. We're going to deal with that on Monday. Okay, Canada. Most of Canadians live within 30 miles of the U.S. border. All right, it's all American dependent economically, but it's a good country. A lot of freedom up there. They're progressive in ways that help their population. The healthcare system is okay. You can't get surgery. You got to come down here for that. But, you know, they're trying up there. They got a premier that shouldn't be there. Trudeau, Justin Trudeau, he should be in a rock band someplace. But by and large, Canada, pretty good country. Pretty chilly. Japan, third best country. No. I've been to Japan a number of times. You know, Kyoto, one of the finest places to travel in the world. Tokyo, no. Mm-mm. One thing about the Japanese, they're efficient. You look at New York City falling apart, the roads, the bridges. Tokyo, bigger city. Don't see that. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, final thought of the day. There is a court case. It's gone up to the Supreme Court. A guy, let me get this right, Babb versus Wilkie. Norris Babb, a pharmacist for the Department of Veterans Affairs, sued her employer, federal government, claiming she was denied pay raises and promotions because of her age. Now, Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice John Roberts, in discussing this case, used the phrase, okay, boomer. So, okay, boomer is a disparagement. Now, nobody's ever said that to me. I'm a boomer. There are 73 million of us in the USA. I wouldn't even know if somebody said to me, okay, boomer, I'd say, okay, millennial, or whatever. I don't care. But apparently this is a slur, okay, boomer. So isn't this interesting? The most hip generation, the Vietnam, the peace, love, rock and roll, the let's smoke pot till our ears fall off, the New York Times editor, the Washington Post, all of the really smart, progressive now are all fogies. And these 30-somethings and 20-somethings are mocking us, saying, okay, boomer. So my reply is that I'll debate anybody under the age of 40 about politics or sports or life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I will debate you one-on-one, and I will kick your butt. I will. And I don't care whether they mock boomers or not. I can't say I'm proud to be a boomer, but I'm proud to be an American, and I'm proud to work hard. I'm proud to succeed, and I'm proud that my parents were traditional and gave me the assets and the discipline I needed. I'm proud of all that. Other boomers, not so proud of them, but that's in every generation. Have a great weekend. I'll be checking in. Martin Luther King, federal holiday on Monday. He was a good man, and we'll be here on Monday. We will be here, and I'll get into that a little bit. Have a good weekend.